Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Holly, calling from Mountain View, California.
Hey, how are things in Mountain View?
A little wet.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I run a video company in Palo Alto.
Okay.
Nice.
What do you mean a video company?
We do editing of corporate videos and movies and...
Wow.
Corporate videos?
Paul is turning into Columbo here. Just one more question here.
Oh, these little things bother me.
Welcome to the show, Holly. You're going to play Who's Carol this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yes.
All right, here's your first quote.
You've heard of plain vanilla? Plain vanilla is like Tabasco sauce next to this speech.
That was John Podoretz, a prominent conservative pundit. He was summing up one thing that all sides of the political spectrum seem to agree on, that a particular speech was even more boring than usual. What speech?
The State of the Union.
Exactly right. For his last State of the Union, George Bush decided to do what was basically, what they call in the entertainment business, a clip show. He recycled some of his greatest hits from past speeches, A Strong America, Tax Cuts, Exporting Democracy, pretty much boring the heck out of everybody who still remembered that he is, in fact, the president. Strangely, he said nothing more about human-animal hybrids, which he bravely came out against in his speech 2 years ago. We assume he's saving that for the DVD special edition.
Yeah, those of us who envisioned a world of mermaids and centaurs were disappointed last
year. I know. What about them? It was a sad spectacle. The lame duck president. The sad thing about the speech was how desperate he was to get those applause lines that people count obsessively. So he started saying things like, "We support our troops," and "Americans are the greatest," and "Clap if you want Tinkerbell to live." Here is your next quote.
Well, I reached out my hand in friendship and unity, and my hand is still reaching out. And I look forward to shaking his hand sometime soon.
That's someone telling Fox News that before the State of the Union speech Monday, she tried to get Barack Obama to shake her hand in friendship and was snubbed.
No.
Who?
Oh, it has to be Hillary Clinton.
It was. This is what everybody was talking about after the speech instead of the speech. Did Barack Obama refuse to shake the hand of his rival for the presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton? Let's go to the high-def monitor here on our stage where we've blown up the videotape.
Oh, it's nice.
There's Hillary Clinton, unmissable, in a bright red suit. Here, I'll draw a circle around her with my Chiron.
Oh, no.
She's less than an arm's length from Barack Obama and the man who had just endorsed him that day, Ted Kennedy.
I see that.
Senator Clinton turns back to the two of them, hand outstretched. She smilingly shakes Kennedy's hand. Here's Obama turning away and to the left. Freeze it. Run that again.
Yeah, right there.
Away and to the left. Away and to the left.
Yeah.
Obama says he was not snubbing Senator Clinton. He was just talking with Senator Claire McCaskill, who was right there. Already conspiracy nuts are putting forth the theory of the second shaker. All right, here is your final quote.
This is not Armageddon. So stand down, Bruce Willis. We don't need you.
That was the BBC Online cautioning residents of the planet Earth not to panic over the Pentagon's announcement that what is falling from the sky?
Oh, a satellite.
Yes, a U.S. spy satellite. Well done. Sometime in the coming weeks, a U.S. spy satellite the size of a minivan is expecting to crash somewhere into the Earth. In fact, and this is going to be a big surprise to everybody, it is a 1999 Toyota Sienna. It's been up there. Now, the odds of it hitting anybody at all are less than the odds of a Ron Paul administration or that Dick Cheney will actually ever return those gifts to Whoville. That Dick Cheney, he just pops up when you don't expect him in our show.
And what's he going to do to you?
Yeah, I know. Point, you know.
In the interest of slapstick, we should just continue to deny that spy satellite's existence to the moment it crashes behind our press conference.
Exactly. What explosion behind it? I don't know what you're talking about. Carl, how did Holly do in our quiz?
Holly did very well, Peter. She had 3 correct answers, so Holly, you win our prize.
Well done.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My baby's high in the stratosphere. I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers.